I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go around.
All right, we're back. Second hour coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Got a guest that's going to be with me just in a couple minutes, but I wanted to remind everybody we are on a pledge drive, okay, and for all of you who have donated, if you've got a little spare money, please donate again. It's going to republicbroadcasting.org. Click on PayPal, and you can donate $25, $50, $100, $200, $500, even $1,000 if you'd like. For those of you who haven't donated, I want to remind you of how good you would feel if you dipped down and sent off some money to Republic Broadcasting Network. And that address is 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or if you would like to just call 800-724-2719 and talk to Sandra and Julie, such sweet ladies, and tell them how much you're going to pledge and send it in. We've got some back bills we're still catching up on. We're making progress thanks to you guys, and I really want to thank all of those people that have donated to keeping us afloat here. Okay, you've done a good job. We are not out of the woods yet, but we're bailing. You know, it's like a ship that was sinking, but now it's coming back, and we got the pumps on, and we're making it work again. So thank you. Okay, now I want to take a minute here. I got a couple of minutes before the break. I want to tell you a little story of what happened to me today. I had a guest, as I mentioned in the first hour, that I was going to have on today, and I wound up rescheduling him. That's on the rock and roll situation, selling their soul for rock and roll. So he's going to come back on the 6th. But when I was in here today, my engineer got a call from a gentleman, and I went in and talked to him. I spent about, 15, 20 minutes with this guy on the phone. And another of so many people that call in here that are just, they're frantic. They've got a problem. They've got an issue that they just don't know where to turn. And, us at the network here, we're not attorneys. We're not, the be-all, end-all of saviors. But sometimes somebody will call in with a story that is so outlandish, so bizarre, so weird we give them airtime to, see if there's anybody out there that may be able to help them. And this is, just happens to be one of those cases. This guy, spoke with him. His name is Alan Hewton. Spoke with him for about 15, 20 minutes today. And his story is just, well, frankly, folks, I've never heard anything like it before. But with what I have heard, and I know a lot of you have, feel the same way, what I have heard is it doesn't surprise me. I know that I interviewed Greg Michael Pound a couple weeks ago, and he had a story about his kids being taken away. He as well lives in Florida. Some of the corruption that's going on in the court system down in Florida, well, all over the country, but I'm getting reports out of Ohio, getting reports out of Illinois, getting reports out of California. And it's just this good old boy network of people that are just, they're neck deep in this corruption, and they pat each other on the back, and they steal people's bank accounts, and they steal their freedom, and they steal their children. And again, I have to equate it to, just one of the small number of people that happen to be psychopaths and megalomaniacs that will, they have no heart, and they will stop at nothing to attain wealth, and it doesn't matter who they step on to do it. We're going to go to a break. When we get back, I will have my guest up, Alan Hewton. So stick with me. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, and we'll listen to his story. Be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I have on the line with me Alan Hewton, who, as I said, I spoke with for about 15, 20 minutes today. And he has a story that's so bizarre that I told him that I would schedule him at some point in the future. But then I had a guest that I had to reschedule, so I thought I'd just bring him up. Alan, are you with me?
I'm here.
Okay. You want to get started on this? Let's start from the beginning, sir. And tell the listeners, if you would, Alan, let me see if I can preempt this. You were a single guy for 14 years, and you were taking care of your daughter, if I recall.
And, from birth.
Pardon me?
From birth.
Did you say
from
that?
From birth by myself, from the hospital.
From birth, okay, from birth by yourself from the hospital. And when your daughter got old enough to get online, she evidently went into a chat room thinking that she was going to help her dad out and hook him up with a partner. Is that right?
That's correct. Her and her girlfriends came up with that little plan to get some freedom.
Okay. Now, how old was she when she got online in the chat room?
14.
Alan?
14. She was 14.
Okay. She was 14. All right. And so what happened was she ran across, I guess, a woman that was a hospice worker. And you had – was it your mother that was on hospice?
My mother was on hospice at the time, yes, in Central Florida.
Okay. And so your daughter ran across this lady online, and she started chatting with her. And she was in the back of her mind, she was kind of looking for somebody to hook up dad with, right? And she ran across this lady who happened to be a hospice nurse. And so she thought, well, we killed two birds with one stone here, evidently, and hook you up.
Exactly.
Okay. And you have to forgive me because, again, you know, we had a short conversation, and I don't know all the particulars of this, so you probably have to fill in the blanks for me. But how did you first meet this lady?
I met her halfway between where I lived at in Fort Lauderdale and where she lived at in Lakeland, and she never wanted to meet her at her house. It was always in the middle or come down to my house.
So, I mean, at some point in time, you started, you know, emailing back and forth or chatting, or you got in touch with her on the telephone, and you decided to hook up.
Right. Well, at first, actually, Mike, my daughter knew that I was in the hospital from Vietnam. She knew I felt a lot of respect towards nurses in my critical times in my life. So that's why my daughter, including the fact that my mother was on hospice, she thought she asked the nurse very innocently, "Are you my grandma's hospice nurse?" And the woman responded, and, you know, my daughter, and then she started questioning my daughter as to me.
Ah, yeah. Oh, and that was a lead-in for her saying, your grandmother's on hospice. Yeah. Okay. All right, so you hooked up with this lady, and push came to shove, and what, did she tell you she was in love with you, or that...
Yes, exactly, and... You know, she told me in a restaurant, actually, and I about fell on the floor.
How long after you first met her did she tell you this, or how many times did you see her, before she, you know, confessed that she was deeply in love with you, Alan?
At that point, the listeners got to understand, I was a promise keeper, a Sunday school teacher, raising my own daughter, hadn't dated for 14 years.
Okay.
So I was trying to be a pretty good stand-up dad and walk a pretty good Christian life at that point. And she already knew all this.
Because your daughter had volunteered it online to her.
Exactly. But my daughter hadn't told me how much she, this girl. This
right,
woman.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, I'm with you there. All right. So how long after you met this girl and how many times had you seen her before she confessed that she was madly in love with you?
Maybe 10 or 12 times.
Okay, so did you date her, or was it just meetings? Or, I mean, did you go out and take her out to dinner and the movies and
so
forth?
It was more or less just meetings, and then probably 12 weeks after, we had the meeting, talking on the phone, a lot of this stuff, I finally came to Lakeland to where she lived at. And then there, she had a little boy. I was already a parent with a child, and, we decided to get married, and that was that.
Who asked who? Who proposed to who?
I think I proposed to her.
Okay, and she was just just as happy as Larry when...
She was fantastic. She was great with everything.
Okay. Okay, so now we come to, you get married. She moves in with you, I would assume.
No, actually... I had a home in Fort Lauderdale, which I sold.
Okay.
And she had no money. She was broke.
Okay.
Was a nurse, by the way, a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to get into how many bells should have went off in my head, but
no, that's okay. I know. I've been down that road too. Believe me.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And so anyway, I told her that's okay. We'll buy a home up here in Lakeland, whatever, because I didn't want to upset her child being in school. He was young.
Mm. Okay.
So I. Moved up here. I didn't move up here. I came up here, got married, then I moved up here,
mm-hmm.
purchased a home
now,
in Winter Haven.
All right, now let me stop you, because this is critical. She didn't have any money, but you guys purchased a home, and I would assume that she had credit, right? And she had
she had
job time, so she could actually go on the credit app with you to be a joint tenants, in the property. Okay. All right,
exactly.
Go ahead, continue.
Okay, so we went ahead, we purchased this property, which I was the one that found the property for a good deal.
Okay.
Since I had been in a real estate business before. And so we purchased the home and moved into the home. We had the closing, went to the mortgage, company and signed all the documents and moved in the home.
And what was the date that you moved in?
I would say it was...
Approximate.
October 31st, 2002.
Okay.
You just touched something else in my head.
Okay. So now you're happily ever after. You live and you got both the kids. You got your daughter and you got her child, and you're in there and you're living together, and you're doing what normal married couples do.
Correct.
All right. Now, tell me, I have to ask you this. During the, and I'm looking at this, it's about a year that you were with her. during this year, was there any, did you have any feelings in your gut that something wasn't quite right, that she was, you know, wasn't who she said she was, or she wasn't treating you like you thought she should treat you, or what?
Actually, the day we moved into the house, bells start going off. It was like, all of a sudden, now I've got the security for us, and she starts going crazy, screaming and yelling at me and all kinds of stuff,
mm-hmm.
which I couldn't even understand for the life of me. I mean, I know what it all is now because I went through a lot of counseling and abuse support groups and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay, so we're going through now. Now we have the mask comes off. You get married to this woman. You move into the house, and for the next year, she's a total nutball.
Exactly.
And at some point in time, there, I believe the date that you gave me was October the 27th, 2003.
Exactly.
You were sleeping.
I was sleeping.
And now I want you to pay close attention to this, all my listeners out here. Because, and I want you to put yourself in this situation. Here's a guy who meets a lady, okay, they hook up, they're you know, they see each other 12 times, 12 different occasions, she's madly in love with him, he marries her, they move in, they buy a house together, they're together for a year, as soon as he moves in, she's whacked out, she's a total nutball, and she's not treating him anything like what he expects to be treated, but this gentleman's an upstanding guy, he's a, you know, Sunday school teacher in the church, and just a regular sort of guy, okay? Now, 2:30 in the morning on October 27th, 2003, what happens?
Okay, it wasn't October 27th. That was the day she, at her office after hours, she closed on the mortgage.
Okay, I'm sorry. So,
on mortgage.
All right, on October 27th, 2003, she closes on the mortgage. Oh, right. No. I'm sorry. Okay, well, wait a minute. Let's back up then. No, what is the date that you had your little rude awakening at 2:30 in the morning?
Okay, that was on October 31st, 2003.
Oh, that's right. I have to back up here then. Okay, on October 31st, 2003, you're awakened at 2:30 in the morning by the sheriff's office telling
Correct.
You that you're under arrest for slapping your wife.
Correct, because she had a mark on her face.
She had a mark on her face. And you had not, you'd been sleeping, you hadn't laid a hand on her, right?
I've been sleeping since 10 o'clock.
Right, okay. Now, and again, you know, hindsight being 2020, you have no idea what's going on here, why this is happening.
Absolutely
but,
not.
Okay, but you find out later that the reason why it's happening, so we need to get into that now, okay?
Okay.
Tell us what she did as far as the house is concerned.
Okay, well, on October 27th, 2003, 4 days before I'm arrested, she had gone out and remortgaged our marital homestead residence as an unmarried single woman. Okay, and that was on October 27th, and I had no idea she even done this. And my name was on all the documents, so I guess I didn't worry about that because I know in the state of Florida you can't do that when there's two people on all the property notes.
Right.
Okay, and so I didn't find out until May 21st, 2004 that the fraud was actually committed.
Okay, so she got together with a mortgage broker that was not really even in business or had been in business and wasn't anymore. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. And evidently fraudulently put together some paperwork. And
5 different applications.
Signed the applications, but also inclusive in that paperwork, there would have to be a document that would sign over your interest in the home to her in order for her to be able to do that.
Well, I've never seen the document.
No, you did. You wouldn't have to see the document. I'm just saying that would have to be a fraudulently produced document. Being in the mortgage business, I know. Okay, you would have.
Okay.
She would have had to have had a fraudulent document that you conveyed your interest in the house over to her. It's called a quitclaim deed. Okay, so
I've
go
heard
ahead.
Of it.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so things started to unravel. That was I couldn't understand for the life of me why between October 31st and May or June, why she started stalking me. She started following me around, calling the police. I mean, she's done this 4 or 5 times.
Wait a minute. Let's back up. I got to take a break. All right.
Okay.
Stick with me. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll continue the story. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Alan Houghton. Be right back.
All right.
employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening. Short segment coming up here. Got about 5 minutes in this one. Now, back to my guest, Alan. Alan, you say that she stalked you for 5 months. This is from, first of all, 4 days before she had you arrested for allegedly slapping her. You found
right.
out that she had basically fraudulently gotten a loan and got your name off of the house. You were arrested. And how much time did you spend in jail on that issue?
Well, both times my two daughters bonded me out of jail, so I got out of jail immediately.
Okay, but she was now in possession of the property.
Oh, yes.
And then you couldn't come back there, right?
Exactly, and I also found out she had it for sale, too.
Okay, she put it up for sale. Now, for the next 5 months, you say she stalked you.
Right.
Okay, and so define what exactly she did there.
Yeah, I have a company truck that I drive all the time. It's my only vehicle. It says Express Home Improvements on it. And every time she would see my van, she would pull up by my van and call police, hoping that I would get arrested. Because in Florida, and I'm sure it's like anywhere else, if you see somebody, if somebody goes within 500 feet of you, the police have the right to arrest you for aggravated stalking.
Okay, so she put evidently when you were arrested, she put a restraining order on you for a domestic violence.
Julie, to be honest with you, there was no domestic violence. The judge made a finding there was no domestic violence. He asked me what I wanted to do, and I said, I want to get away from her.
Okay. But for the next 5 months, she's pulling up to you, trying
exactly.
to, and calling the police.
Exactly. And so I was at this job. People called me to do some repairs on their house. I was inside the house. The police came up to the door, knocked on the door, and said, you're under arrest. I said, what are you talking about? You know, I'm working on a job here. And they said, your wife's sitting outside in the car and you're within 500 feet. And they put handcuffs on me, took me to jail. And I was charged with violation of an injunction, being within 500 feet of her.
Right, but at what point did she put this injunction on you, Alan?
Right after the domestic violence injunction.
Okay. So she put this injunction on you, and then she stalked you for the next 5 months, basically to call the police and try to get them to violate you for being within 500 feet of her.
Exactly. And now keep in mind, I still didn't know about the fraud yet.
Right. Okay.
I didn't know that was committed.
But okay, you didn't know the fraud was committed, but so, you're not. She put an injunction against you, so you had to be out of the house. You didn't even know that you didn't own the house anymore.
Exactly.
Okay.
I had no knowledge of anything. Matter of fact, I didn't worry about the house because I knew they had to have my signature. So why should I worry about that?
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand, my kids are in Fort Lauderdale. She figured right off the bat that I was going to move back to Fort Lauderdale because I had no family here.
Okay.
Well, guess what? I didn't. And I stayed here, and then when she found that out, she had to get away, she knew if I ever drove by the house, I would see the for sale sign on the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's a very, very devious, beautiful woman, by the way, I might add. Okay, and I've found out since that, and your audience needs to know, all men need to know, because I was pulled in by this, what they call a black widow.
Mm-hmm.
Is she was what they call a borderline narcissist.
Okay.
It's a very, very dangerous person. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when the plan started to unravel because, again, I was in recon in Vietnam, and I have other Marine buddies and Army buddies, and we all got together and started figuring all this out. And then I found out she had six other husbands in Georgia where she lied to me and told me she only had two. But what awoken me was the fact that this woman wanted me in jail so bad, in prison. I shouldn't say jail, in prison. I couldn't understand for the life of me why she would want me in prison. You know, so I had to find that out. Why does this person want to hurt me and take my freedom from me? And that's when I started finding out she'd done the exact same thing to other husbands. She's actually become a professional. And she's already moved on to a new marriage, a new target.
Well, quick question here. Who was making, between the 6 months where she was stalking you and the house was no longer owned by you, but you weren't aware of that, who was making the mortgage payments?
Nobody, because now once she realized that I caught on to the game, she stopped paying payments on the house, hoping it was going to go into foreclosure.
Okay.
Okay, and she figured, okay, well, they're going to foreclose on the loan, pay back the mortgage, and nobody's going to bother with anything. They had a very good plan, a very good plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just unbelievable, like you said in the program.
Right. So once you found out that mm-hmm. she had literally, you know, fraudulently gotten this house.
On May 24th. Okay.
Right. All right. And then she stalked you for 6 months, and you got arrested for violation of this injunction. How much time did you spend in jail over that one?
Well, I both times, unfortunately, my daughters had to bond me out of jail. And, you know, I spent 3 days in one day on another.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand, it was the prosecutor's desire to put me in prison, actually put me in prison, and I've never been in trouble in my life. Okay?
All right, so now we're going to, you find out about this house, and that she owns the house, and now you're trying to go to rectify the situation and get your house back.
Exactly. But I think the audience needs to know that when I went and demanded a jury trial on that domestic violence she had me falsely charged with, that's where the prosecutor threatened me through my attorney, with my attorney, that if I don't sign my divorce papers within 24 hours, they were going to put me in prison. I mean, I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why.
All right, well, let's take a break here. We've got to take a break. Hold that thought, okay? Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Alan Hewton. And we'll be back in three to continue this. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening. I've got my special guest, Alan Hewton, on the line. Okay, Alan, go ahead and continue with this. Do you want to take any callers or not?
You can have callers or you can give out my name and number and all that. I mean, I don't mind because I have $1,200 phone bills every month already trying to help people, you know, fight the corruption that's out there. I mean, it's sad because as a Marine combat veteran, okay, I really thought we fought for these rights and these freedoms, and all those guys that have died in our past fought for rights and freedom. Well, I'm learning otherwise.
All right, well, let's get there real quick. What I want to go into, this woman fraudulently took your house away from you, but now in trying to get it back, you're running into all kinds of corruption in the court system down there in Polk County, Florida, right?
Exactly. To give you an idea, as soon as I discovered the fraud, I called the Justice Department. They told me to go over to the police department and make out a complaint that she had remortgaged our marital property while we were living in the property, no divorce filed, nothing. And they wrote the report. A good cop wrote the report. He went to his boss. They called the state's attorney's office and said no charges.
Now, let me ask you a quick question. Do you know the lender that she has when she refinanced the house?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Have you notified the lender of the situation?
Oh yes, I notified them both actually the same day I've seen the papers. And if I can say it, I mean, I've got the facts to back it up, and I have a lawsuit pending against them.
Okay. All right, well, let's take a call. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on with Michael and Alan.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Good.
This is Don Nikoloff. Don writes for the Idaho Observer, Alan. Go ahead, Don.
description that Mr. Houghton is giving is just what's being described going on in Chicago, in Oregon, in Utah, in California,
exactly,
Texas, and Florida. In fact, I don't know if you've given this any consideration, sir, but possibly this person is actually working for the government. Has that crossed your mind?
I've never thought about it that way. And I do know this, okay, and like Mike and I discussed, if anybody wants to call and get my phone number, I have attorneys, a huge law firm, that wants to go after Citigroup.
Okay, Citigroup is the lending institution that is on her that she has for her mortgage now, correct?
It's City Financial, Citibank, and Citigroup.
Have you seen J.P. Morgan Chase on anything, any documents by any chance?
No, I haven't seen that name yet.
Okay.
But I do know anybody out there that wants to participate in a class action suit. I can tell you now, I have the law, the Supreme Court ruling in front of me. Last year, they were fined $70 million for doing things like this by the Federal Reserve Bank.
Mm-hmm.
My attorneys are prepared to file a class action suit because the Supreme Court told them the next time they do this, it's going to cost them five times the $70 million. Okay, now, that's big money. And so I hope anybody out there that's been through the same exact thing will call me because it's so important. This is the only way, and I know it's unfortunate, but it's happening more to men than anybody else because we're the targets here. You know, we are the ones that supposedly beat these women and everything else, and they're using it as an advantage to gain child custody. They're using it to gain, you know, the home and the child support. And
well,
this needs to stop.
Yeah, if I can tell you that from my experience, it's not just men it's happening to, it's happening to women. Let's say in the case of an abusive, and I'm speaking about a genuinely abusive spouse,
mm-hmm.
where there's a divorce, and then the child support payments or obligations of the divorce decree are not met by that spouse.
Right.
The victimized spouse now goes back to the authorities and forth trying to get the original decree enforced, and then she's targeted. Or it could be a he in some cases, but let's say that responsible parent that has guardianship of the children or primary guardianship of the children is now targeted to where they go after the house, they go after all the financial assets, they threaten incarceration, which you're describing. This is exactly what's going on in Chicago and Cook County.
That's where I'm from, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, and it involves identity theft. And it seems like what you're describing, that this woman did this six times in the state of Georgia and got away with it.
Exactly.
Who knows how many other times. She is working for organized crime, and the judges and law enforcement are protecting her.
Absolutely, and they are. They're not just protecting her. They're protecting, exposing Citigroup's and City Financial and Citibank's participation in all this.
They're laundering the money.
Excuse me, Alan, do you want to give your phone number out over the air?
Of course. I don't have any problem with that at all.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, it's 407-488-2862. And like I mentioned
one more
before,
time,
Mike,
please. 407?
488-2862.
Okay.
Go ahead, Alan.
Okay, so, and keep in mind, I was very naive like anybody else. I was a corporate VP for Denny's Corporation. I quit and resigned my career to raise my daughter. I became very naive. And until this stuff slapped me in the face, I didn't realize that our country's got this bad. I mean, my gosh, I'm sorry to have to say as a Marine, and I'm proud of being a Marine, that I would not fight for this country again. I would throw my rifle down. Okay, because after I see now who's running this country, and I mean, I'm sitting in my room right now, and I'm looking at no less than 25,000, 30,000 pieces of paper.
Oh, do we want to go down this path, Don?
Exactly.
Does he know who's running this? This is the guy that wrote the article for the Idaho Observer, Alan, that is basically, in no uncertain terms, said who George H.W. Bush really is, and then they're Nazis. So,
okay, well, the thing is, though, you know, I'm like many innocent people out there, I had, you know, a little bit of money. The money I was making, I was paying all these different attorneys. Little did I know, they're just sucking me dry for every dime I own. I slept in my van for 2 years trying to do the right thing, contacting every organization I could in the United States, trying to get help, calling the government, the state, the federal. Nobody wants to do anything
sounds,
to this day.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it, Don?
Isn't it ironic that someone commits a crime and you are actually, you know, trying to expose this crime, and you are
exactly.
made the victim, and both sides actually turn against you. You really don't have any legal rights because the attorneys
Absolutely.
All belong to the Bar Association. And
yes.
in the event of child custody services, child protective services, guardian ad litem, they assign attorneys to these people who were, again, corrupted by the court.
I was a guardian ad litem, by the way, too.
What's that?
I was a guardian ad litem.
What is a guardian ad litem?
I was
he said
one.
He was one, Don.
Oh, you were. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Your phone was breaking up there. So.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, you were. So
yes.
I would presume you were an honest one.
Yes, and judges did not get along with me, but I won every custody case that I ever took to that judge.
Yeah. You see, they are doing things to the kids, and again, this is designed to break up the family. This is a fascist, communist plot to destroy our societal makeup.
I agree.
And the institution of the family. And they take the money, they launder the money. You know, there were people living in tax-free houses that are acquired through the stolen money. Taken from the victims of these insane circumstances that are going on. All over the country, this is happening to thousands and thousands of people. The kids are victimized. The kids are drugged. And I can cite numerous cases where this is going on. And I'll tell you, I'll do whatever I can to help.
You know, each and every time I can honestly say to everybody that every time I walked in the courthouse, I had respect for everybody in that courthouse. But every time I walked out, it's like, what the hell happened to me?
Now, when the judges are threatening to kill women, or they're sending the detectives to their house to harass
them.
Women,
I know good stand-up women right now that have actually moved out of the state of Florida for fear of their life. Okay? And they're going to participate. Mike didn't mention it, but I will. After 2 years of sleeping in my van, trying to get my home back, believe that everybody's slapping me down, what I did was I decided to stand on my feet when I walked out this courthouse one day. I fired all my attorneys. I looked at the courthouse, and I said, you damn courthouse, I am a warrior, and now I'm going to thank you for making me a warrior again. And that's exactly what I did. That day, I joined an organization called jailforjudges.org. I joined We the People organization. I joined the Sovereign People, and I joined the Lawmen organization out of Tampa. I will fight. No matter what I have to do, verbally and legally, of course, to help people fight for their rights, because as a Marine, like I mentioned to Mike, in our song, in the Marine Corps hymn, we fight for rights and freedom and then our country, because without rights and without freedom, we have no country. And, you know, you're not talking to somebody that's a drug addict. I don't drink. Of course, I had many, many problems when I returned from Vietnam like anybody else, okay? But that's okay. My government turned their back on us then, too. We all know that.
Well, we know why they do that, too.
Of course they. Of course we do. But what I'm more concerned with is getting people to band together to start doing something to change our country before it's totally ruined. My kids constantly ask me, Dad, wouldn't you like to be 40 again? Heck no, I would not want to be 40 again. Let me die on time because I see what's coming to our country. And I just hope that I can be that stand-up Marine for my citizens and my country to say, no, we're not going to put up with it, because that's what I'm doing here in Polk County, Florida, and I'm fighting them. Trust me. I mean, I've asked the district attorney for his resignation. I've asked the sheriff for his resignation. And if they can't produce and they cannot protect my rights that I feel in my heart that I fought for, well, then how are they going to protect anybody else's?
Well, they're operating in collusion with each other. You know, they've
yes, they are.
Appeared
yes,
corrupt,
they are.
And they've got their vacation wonderland retreats on private islands and in remote parts of the country. They're living on tax-free properties. What's interesting is you can read through their real estate deals, and you can find in that address that belongs to a whole group of judges and attorneys. Or
exactly. I've done that too.
Stolen IDs. In some cases, they're using the names of the kids who are the actual victims in these things.
I have no doubt about that whatsoever.
And then when you research the addresses, you find out that the address is not maintained at the recorder's office. There's a house there that shows up on Google Earth, and they're listed in the phone book, but the recorder's office has no listing for the property.
Okay. Don, respectfully, I'm going to have to let you go. My lines are full, okay?
But we
appreciate the input. You've got his number, right? And whatever you can do to help this guy, I appreciate it. I really do, okay? And I'll talk to you off-air, partner, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael and Alan. Go ahead.
I tell you, my heart goes out to that guy battling that Black Widow. I mean, in Florida, I got to say one thing. Our state legislature's out to lunch.
Yes.
I mean, if you look, watch, we had the Florida Channel on a cable access, and they had the anti-murder bill, the anti-sex offender bill, and yet there's like a few little tidbits to sort of like tighten up on sex offenders and on murder, but the most of the provisions have nothing to do with murder and have nothing to do with sexual offenders. It has more to do with trying to get everybody into the system. And the thing is, it's more like the good cops in Florida. They're trying to run them out of their profession because they want to make way to employ monsters to be law enforcement. Same thing with good state attorneys, prosecutors. They're trying to rout them out, push them out of the profession.
Yeah, they're doing that at the federal level as well.
Mm. Exactly. Yeah. If you don't go along with the system, you're out.
And yeah, I tell these monster cops, they say, well, they'll hold up a piece of paper and they'll say, it's department procedure. We got to search your car. And you'll say, last night, I never heard of a stroke of a pen by a police chief to tell me that you can search my car. And I said, no, you will not. And they will bring five or six police cars trying to intimidate me. And I said, you're not going in there. And they have to follow along. And, you know, it's just they're turning into monsters in Florida.
Well, Mike,
go ahead.
Excuse me. And, you know, we have that Polk County shooting incident up here a few months back where 10 deputies with automatic weapons shot 110 times at this guy 10 feet away, and they only hit him 62 times.
I saw that video.
Oh, yes.
He was standing at his front door on his porch, right?
Oh, he was. They believe he was dead already.
I saw a video online of a guy who was standing at his front door on the porch, and they gunned him down. Is that the guy?
No, that's not the guy. I don't believe that's the guy.
Oh, okay.
They only hit him 64 times out of 110 bullets from 10 feet away with automatic weapons. And I remember I called the sheriff's department, you know, and I told him, I said, you know what, maybe you need to send your deputies to be trained here with me, you know, because to hit somebody, or worse than that, to miss somebody that amount of times, it's just astronomical, you know. But the thing is, I remember, and I will share this with the audience, when I went down there near that area, I actually thought I was back in Vietnam. There were so many armored vehicles and assault vehicles. I could not believe this. It was like another army in our own damn country.
Hmm.
You know, and it actually brought me back for a second there to Vietnam. Because I'm saying, wait a minute, is this what our country's coming to?
It's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yeah, because they want to keep hiring more cops. I see this past year, another $5 billion for more cops. You know, and it's a scary, scary feeling.
Okay, anything else, George?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I went to a town hall meeting down in Hillsborough County where they're sitting there. I'm sitting there going, you asked me, why do I want to own a gun? What's your business owning a gun? I said, what's your business owning an Apache gunship you got from the U.S. Army? I said, you have no need for them. I said, you have no need for armored vehicles. I said, you contain crime pretty well for all these years. What do you need all this military equipment for? I mean, I threw it back in their face about me with the firearm. I said, it's none of your business why I own a firearm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it, every time we get up and look around, it just continually gets worse and worse. And the stories that come in here, I mean, some of them I put on the air, but there's a lot more that I don't. And it's just, it's horrendous what's happening here. And in talking to Alan today, I mean, this story is so bizarre. And it's the first one I've heard of this, but I've heard many others. And a lot of them are coming from Florida, George.
And the thing is, Ron Paul, we must get into office.
I agree. Listen, I got to run, buddy. My lines are filled up, and I'm not going to have enough time to get to all these people, okay?
Thank you.
So I appreciate your call, though. Let's go to John in New York. John, you're on with Michael and Alan.
Hi, just wanted to make the point on your vets and whatnot. As they're downing everybody in the country and they make you sign up when you sign the military now, well, you shoot Americans, you know, the military, you're trained to kill and you're trained to defend yourself and those kind of things, and now you're being downtrod terribly to where I'm getting a terrific amount of reports to where the vets are living in parks or getting kicked out of parks or are sick, and they're just not getting any respect. We go to the meetings. And they're just getting put down. So anyhow, we're creating them to maybe want to shoot just to defend themselves.
A quick question. We got to go to break, John. Are you a veteran?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I have a son in the military, though.
All right. Listen, we got to go to a break. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog with my special guest, Alan Hewton. See you in a bit. Try to get to these other callers.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, final segment of the American Awakening. We've got Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're on with Michael and Alan. Go ahead. Sorry to keep you holding. Hello?
No problemo. First, I'd like to plug my website.
Sorry. I've been into your website, Paul.
What's wrong with it?
Is that the long-haired guy with no shirt on that's got kickboxing videos in there? Is that your solution, Paul? Sorry, not going there. Bye, Paul. Go ahead, Alan. Sorry. Hello.
No problem.
This guy's got the solutions. You go into his website, and he's a long-haired guy with no shirt on. He's got a bunch of kickboxing videos, whatever that means. So go ahead. Hello.
I'm here.
Yeah, you're the only one here.
Okay.
At any rate, well, quick thing for Paul. Paul, what I would suggest you do is cut your hair and maybe put on a tie and a shirt and a coat, and then maybe you'll have some credibility there. Thanks, bud.
There you go.
Alan, go ahead. So,
we're
going to close this out, Alan, in a couple minutes. We only got a couple of minutes left, but I want to give out your phone number again. If there's anybody out there in the state of Florida, especially Polk County, that is experiencing corruption in the court system, you might want to give Alan a call at 407-488-2862. Okay, give him a call, share your experiences with him. Maybe you guys can get together. Maybe there is a class action suit there. I hope so. Somebody needs to uncover these people. There's music coming up. Why is that? Oh, okay. Anyway, in closing, what would you want to say to the people, Alan?
I would say never, ever lose faith, because out of all the bad that I've run here, I've run into 10% good. And that's what it takes. It takes one person willing to listen, one person willing to say, just maybe there's some truth in that person that can make all the difference in the world. And it was amazing how the few people that I found, you know, they worked for Citigroup, the very corporation that helps this stuff take place, and City Financial and Citibank. You know, there's good people out there, but they're few, you know, like the people that are on this program and participate in this program. It takes a lot of guts to stand up to this system. And believe me, as a Marine Recon veteran, I know that. So I take my hat off to this entire radio show, you know, because it takes guts to stand up to the system, you know, and don't be afraid of them, because I'm not afraid of them. And unfortunately, they intimidate 80% of the population, because they figure they've got the big guns and they've got the big money.
Well, you know what happened when you were growing up in school, Alan, and there was always the school bully. And as soon as somebody stepped up and punched him in the nose, he wasn't a bully anymore.
Exactly. That's the perfect terminology to use, too, you know. And that's exactly what I do. I stood up to the line, you know, and said, no more. And it's amazing when you do that, some things start to change immediately, okay? And judges included. I'm not afraid to stand up in that courtroom and take six people, and when they tell me I can't have them in there, they're taking on a whole different warrior here.
Well, I'll tell you, the caller that called in 15-20 minutes ago, Don Nikoloff, he's a journalist. He writes many articles. He's got one in the current issue of the Idaho Observer right now, but he's investigating corruption in a court system in Chicago, and I'm sure you'll be getting a call from him, because he's like a dog with a bone on this stuff. He doesn't give up on them. At any rate, you know, as I mentioned before, on this network, we put this stuff out there to people, and it's up to the listeners to hook up, help us out, help Alan out, okay? Alan, I'm going to have to let you go, buddy. It's coming to the end of the show, but I appreciate you coming on short notice, okay?
Your time.
All right, thank you, sir. Alan Houghton, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, the end of another day. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller. I'm sure he's got a good show for you today, and I'll see you tomorrow, Friday, with Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia Wasfi. Bye-bye. It's true.